Right after Thanksgiving, a lot of families go out to search for the perfect Christmas tree. And this year, the Waukesha County Land Conservancy offered a unique opportunity to do that. The Conservancy is in the process of restoring an old Christmas tree farm to its original habitat. For the past few years, after Thanksgiving, they've invited community members to buy and cut down Norway spruces and other Christmas tree varieties on the property to help transform it into a nature preserve. An organizer of that project is with us to talk about the restoration effort and what it means for the local ecosystem. You could join in at 800-642-1234 if you have a question about this restoration effort, or have you ever been involved in restoring a natural landscape in your community, maybe in your backyard? Call in at 800-642-1234 and tell us about it. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Helen Holtz is the Land Management Director for the Waukesha County Land Conservancy. Helen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the property and start? What was its original habitat?
I'd love to. So pre-European settlement, much of Waukesha County actually used to be oak savanna and grassland. So there wasn't a whole lot of trees, and especially not pines and spruces in this area.
Can you talk about the difference between the different kind of trees, maybe the ones we think of as Christmas trees versus those oaks, and what they mean for the ecosystem there in Waukesha County?
Sure. So the pines and spruces that were planted there were planted back in the 90s. The farm owners who had it were creating a Christmas tree farm. So these trees were very closely planted together. There was no intention of these trees ever growing to full maturity. And so when we inherited this property through the Waukesha Lakes Conservancy, we wanted to give back to our community and also lighten the load for us. So this is a great way for community to be involved and a great way to help slowly kind of get rid of these trees that don't provide much ecological habitat for this area.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about that community involvement effort? Christmas tree shoppers are coming home with a tree and helping this multi-year project at the same time, it sounds like.
Yeah, so this preserve is open to the public. It's free. I encourage any community member to come check it out and see the restoration projects. But this is about a 40-acre preserve. It's neighboring Calhoun County Park, which is also really nice to go check out. And so you can see about 7 acres we have created back into an oak savanna and prairie. So there's a few oaks that are planted, but it's mostly grasses and perennial flowers.
Can you talk about what maintaining and restoring this patch of land is going to mean for the wider area in terms of water and other side benefits?
Yeah, so the Calhoun Creek goes right through this property. And unfortunately, when this property was used for agriculture and the Christmas tree farm, anything, all the rain that was going through it, that was coming from the road, from neighboring properties, it was basically going straight into that creek. Now that we're planting native vegetation along that creek, we're creating this buffer zone, and that acts like a sponge. And so it helps to really help clear up the water and keep the water clean. And that creek goes all the way down to Muskego Lakes area.
So oak savanna, that oak trees and savanna, you mentioned the grasslands. Who are some of the animal residents who would appreciate an oak savanna landscape?
Basically, any native animal here is going to be very appreciative. So these pines and spruces, they aren't providing much habitat for really any animal, especially insects. These non-native trees can host maybe 2 or 3 insects, but a native oak can host over 300 species of insects. And we're looking at the food web. All these birds need insects. Even birds that we don't think would eat insects need to have insects for their young. They need that fast protein for their babies. Mm. So even birds like hummingbirds, seed-eating birds, they really rely on insects. So this is really helpful for birds as well.
Helen Holtz is with us, Land Management Director for the Waukesha County Land Conservancy. We're talking about their efforts to turn an old Christmas tree farm into an ecological preserve and how they've invited community members to come help by harvesting trees for the holiday season. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you worked on some kind of habitat restoration project, whether it's oak, savanna, or prairie, or fill in the blank. Do you have questions about this project and its process and how it's going? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Helen Holtz, Land Management Director for the Waukesha County Land Conservancy. We're talking about the Conservancy's process of restoring an old Christmas tree farm back into its original habitat, how they've invited community members to help by harvesting their holiday tree there. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. If you have a restored habitat in your area that you've watched maybe change over the years, love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Helen, I think a lot of times when we think of land conservation and conservancies, we might think of rural areas or parks and forests, you know, the less populated states. You're there in Waukesha County, the third most populous county in the state. Could you talk about some of the unique challenges maybe of land conservation in Waukesha County?
Sure. So as we're the third most populated, we're also the first growing population county. So we are growing so fast. So it is that much more important that we are putting aside some land and water to preserve and protect for future generations.
What are some of those benefits for a populated county like Waukesha to having these restored environments around?
Not only is it great for our community, since every single one of our owned preserves is open to the public, but it also creates wildlife corridors. It creates habitat. It's great for, you know, a lot of different things.
Let's talk a little more about this Christmas tree restoration, Christmas tree farm restoration project. Where is it in terms of development? As you mentioned, this is a multi-year project, not something that's going to happen overnight.
Yeah, so we are definitely looking at least several more years, probably more. Again, there was a lot of trees planted. And even if the trees are closely planted, now they're starting to reach maturity. If you don't have the ceiling height for some of these taller trees, which I know a lot of people don't, you can, you know, cut them where you want them to be. You can create your own height. So that's the nice part. You don't have to feel wasteful. These trees are serving their purpose.
Yeah, some people might wonder, wouldn't it be more efficient to just go in with the big equipment, take down all the pine and other trees at once?
Yeah, there's pros and cons to that as well. But this way, we're getting our community involved. These trees are serving a greater purpose. They're bringing joy to the holiday season. My husband likes to jokingly call this event Helen's back-saving event because it's a little less work on our end.
Is this something you've seen done in other communities, or as far as you know, is this a Waukesha County original?
That's a great question. I don't know. I haven't heard of other conservancies doing that, but I'm sure there's not a lot of old Christmas tree farms that are now in preserves.
If somebody's out there listening thinking, hey, wait, we do have that, how would you recommend they get started on that restoration project?
Please give us an email, give us a phone call. We're always here to help. Even if you're not part of our immediate Waukesha County community, we want to make sure we are helping in any way we can.
What is the value of having people, you know, it maybe come and harvest a Christmas tree, maybe just come to visit the project? What's the importance of having some community buy-in and engagement with a long-term project like this?
I mean, this is one of our biggest donation drives of the year. It helps us so much, and not only with this preserve, but we have about 3,500 acres throughout Waukesha County. So your donation of $50 per tree, it provides so much impact for much more than just this 40-acre preserve.
What are some of the other projects you have going on around the county now?
We have lots and lots of projects going around. We have several preserves that have trails throughout, so you can actively hike these preserves. We have more natural state areas that don't really have trails. So if you feel like foraging or bushwhacking, more power to you. We definitely have some beautiful ponds and lakes and rivers for people to enjoy.
Could you name some names for people maybe who are thinking, oh, I live near but not in Waukesha County? maybe I'd like to go for a stroll. What are some of the highlights you point people toward?
I know the ones with trails is the Chapman Trupke Preserve. That one is a wonderful one because it actually borders Old World, Wisconsin. So you can kind of make a fun day out of that.
And is this something that you pitch to people like, hey, this is, we've got a lot of great stuff there in Waukesha County. This is another selling point for people to visit or maybe even move into the communities there?
Yes. If you are like-minded and you want to help protect our environment, we would love to have you in Waukesha County.
Different counties in the state, of course, have different natural environments of origin. Not all are oak savannas. Do you consult with your counterparts around the state to share notes on restoration efforts for different kinds of ecosystems?
Definitely. There are so many wonderful resources. And a lot of us, even if they're not the same ecosystem, we still face a lot of the same challenges. So other conservancies are a great resource for us.
Let's bring on a caller. Travis is with us in Mequatego. Travis, hi.
Hey.
What'd you want to tell us about?
So we have one of your Christmas trees. We found out about it about probably a week before that program was going on. And I think it's the most important Christmas tree that we've ever had.
Excellent, Travis. And what did you think? You got to go out in the landscape, I think, and pick the tree. What did you think of the scenery there as it's slowly in transition?
I think it's awesome. There were quite a few people there, which was heartening to see that a lot of people want to help out with this project. Just restoring the land, I think, is an awesome idea. Just taking these Christmas trees and eventually it will become that oak savanna that you're talking about.
Travis, thanks so much for sharing that experience. And Helen, before I let you go, I should ask, if there are people in the area who are maybe, you know, buy their tree a little later, are there still some up for grabs this year?
There are definitely, unfortunately, not this year. But next year, we're definitely planning on having the event two times. We're hearing a lot of feedback where I understand it's a busy season this time of year. So we're doing the event two times next year. Definitely keep an eye out on our social media and join our monthly email blast. But definitely keep in touch for next year.
Helen, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Helen Holtz is the Land Management Director for the Waukesha County Land Conservancy. She talked to us about how the Conservancy is transforming an old Christmas tree farm back into its original oak savanna and prairie habitat and how community members have helped by harvesting their own Christmas trees there, including Travis, it turns out.